第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は、問20から問22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問20から問22の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.
Listen again.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は、問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を1つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。 会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Okay, so next, let's talk about what kinds of pets should be allowed. What if someone wants to keep something dangerous, like a snake or a monkey? What do you think, David?
I'm not sure how many people would want to keep monkeys, Maria, but it's a good idea to make a list of acceptable pets. In principle, I think most small pets, especially those in cages, like hamsters, turtles, birds, or even snakes, should be allowed. Most snakes aren't poisonous anyway. The main thing is that the pets should be small, especially dogs. Big dogs could cause trouble. What if they bite someone? What if they're noisy? Don't you agree, Hannah?
Well, David, I agree that we shouldn't allow any dangerous animals in the building. But I don't think they have to be small. Big dogs aren't necessarily noisier than small ones. My grandmother has a small dog that barks all the time. Some big dogs are very calm and quiet.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm worried that people will complain about pets in the elevators, especially if they're afraid of animals, or if they have allergies like me. I'm allergic to dogs. Actually, pet owners should probably use the stairs.
Well, I live on the 10th floor. I don't think we can ask pet owners to climb the stairs above the 3rd floor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't think of that. Oh, there are 2 elevators. Pets could be allowed in one, but not the other. We could put signs for one elevator that say, "No pets allowed."
I like that idea. That would be easy to do. So we'll take our ideas to the residents' meeting tomorrow and see what everyone else says.
Sounds good. But it might be hard to get everyone to agree.
Listen again.
Okay, so next, let's talk about what kinds of pets should be allowed. What if someone wants to keep something dangerous, like a snake or a monkey? What do you think, David?
I'm not sure how many people would want to keep monkeys, Maria, but it's a good idea to make a list of acceptable pets. In principle, I think most small pets, especially those in cages, like hamsters, turtles, birds, or even snakes, should be allowed. Most snakes aren't poisonous anyway. The main thing is that the pets should be small, especially dogs. Big dogs could cause trouble. What if they bite someone? What if they're noisy? Don't you agree, Hannah?
Well, David, I agree that we shouldn't allow any dangerous animals in the building. But I don't think they have to be small. Big dogs aren't necessarily noisier than small ones. My grandmother has a small dog that barks all the time. Some big dogs are very calm and quiet.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm worried that people will complain about pets in the elevators, especially if they're afraid of animals, or if they have allergies like me. I'm allergic to dogs. Actually, pet owners should probably use the stairs.
Well, I live on the 10th floor. I don't think we can ask pet owners to climb the stairs above the 3rd floor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't think of that. Oh, there are 2 elevators. Pets could be allowed in one, but not the other. We could put signs for one elevator that say, "No pets allowed."
I like that idea. That would be easy to do. So we'll take our ideas to the residents' meeting tomorrow and see what everyone else says.
Sounds good. But it might be hard to get everyone to agree.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。